It's now 8:53. It's time now for the segment called Local First. Michelle Lonergan is here. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning, Dan. How are you this morning?
We're very good. And we're joined by, I'm sorry, Tim, I didn't catch your last name.
Kleila, Tim Kleila.
Good morning, Tim. How are you doing? So what exactly, we're talking about mortgages, which is something a little bit ahead of my time, but something else I'm certainly thinking about down the road. But what exactly are we talking about with mortgages?
Well, we've got a lot of different things. Michelle and I have been having a long-going conversation about what's going on in the market.
We have, as Tim has been on the show before, but, you know, it's been a cold winter so far. That's an understatement.
Yeah.
So, but tell me, let's start. So far, what are we seeing in the market?
Well, what we're seeing right now is that it's actually heating up. Which is nice, like our weather here, right?
I see what you did there.
Nice.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Nationally, the markets are doing well. Housing prices in some areas are up between 10 and 20%, actually.
Is that right?
Absolutely. So we're seeing some really nice appreciations. Of course, it depends on where you are.
I was just going to say, does that differ regionally?
It is, and even inside our regions,
Okay.
So you may have an area around here that's doing a little bit better than another and so
All
on
right.
and so forth. The biggest thing that we've got right now is that there's a shortage of houses for sale.
There is?
Absolutely.
A shortage.
Wow.
So when I go out and I talk to my realtor partners and stuff, that is the one thing that they say is we are looking for houses to sell. We have buyers. We have lots of buyers that are ready to go out there and buy those houses. So it's a fantastic time to actually get out there. You've got a combination of housing prices are going up a little bit. Rates
okay.
are still fantastic. And we're starting to get multiple bids on houses.
Interesting.
So, yeah,
so it's a
absolutely.
Good time if you want to sell your home.
It's a good time if you want to sell your home. And it's also a good time if you want to buy. Get pre-approved. You've
right.
got great interest rates. Housing, the cost of housing is lower now than it's been in 30 years.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent. So it sounds like it's a good market. So
Absolutely.
Last month when you were here,
yep.
We talked about some new laws that were going into effect. So mm-hmm. how's that going?
Pretty well so far. The impact has actually been relatively small. So we're very pleased about that.
Mm-hmm.
The group of people that were that are the largest impacted, like we sort of predicted, have been the self-employed business owners.
Okay.
Overall, I don't think that the impact is going to be felt by our average borrower. We're really happy with how they've sort of settled out. The people that are going to have the biggest problems with the new laws that went into effect on January 10th are
right.
going to be, let's say, our more unique borrowers. So
okay.
self-employed, maybe a little bit of damaged credit, commission salespeople, stuff like that.
I
but
see.
Fortunately, we've got some lenders that are ready to work with them as well.
Okay, terrific.
Yep.
So any lending changes that are on the horizon?
Yeah, and we're actually pretty excited about this. Now, it's a couple months off, but the USDA is making some significant changes to their program.
All right.
That's the Rural Development Program, and what they're doing is they're actually making more areas around the Holland-Zeeland area eligible for the use of their program. We really like this program. If you're putting less than 20% down, this is the program to do because it's a zero-down program with a ultra-low interest rate on a fixed rate, 30-year fixed rate product.
Wow, that sounds terrific. So who would would most benefit?
Anybody that is looking to purchase a home with less than 20% down.
Oh, that's
really, I mean, it encompasses a huge group of people, and with the new changes that they're making, it's
mm-hmm.
going to encompass a lot more people that are going to be able to buy in those areas.
Okay. So, do you find a difference, Tim? Is the market any better on the lakeshore versus, like, let's say, the city of Grand Rapids?
What we have traditionally found is that Grand Rapids will actually start to improve sooner than the lakeshore does.
Hmm.
Right now, the lakeshore is actually doing very well.
It is.
Yep.
Okay. Terrific.
Yep.
So, I know that we were talking beforehand,
yes.
and I know that you have a message to parents with kids.
I do. This is a PSA.
Right.
We are starting to see more and more kids that are between the ages of, believe it or not, 25 and 27 years old that made mistakes on credit cards when they were young, when they were 18, 19, 20 years old. They went out there, they got a credit card, they didn't make the payments on time, they overcharged, they did some stuff like that,
right.
and they're still paying for it. That stuff stays on a credit report for up to 7 years. So parents, if you've got kids that are getting ready to graduate from high school or in college,
right.
please help counsel them on budgeting and making your payments on time.
Tim, that's some good advice.
Yeah, sorry. I've always heard, my dad gave me this advice, get a credit card, build up some credit. Is
yep.
that the best way for a kid to get credit once they're old enough to handle a credit card?
It really is a great way to
okay,
do it.
Okay, as long as you're smart about it.
You've got to be smart about
okay.
it. The amount of the payment is irrelevant. It's that you make the payment on time.
Don't be late.
Don't be late. Okay. If the payment is $10 or $100 or $1,000, it doesn't matter. A late payment is a late payment.
Okay, fantastic.
Very good advice. Very good advice. So, Tim, you've moved.
We
I
have.
I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
You have a new location.
Yeah. We are on Hoover still, so okay. We're just across the street and down a couple of buildings. It's the old Paragon Bank building.
Sure.
Yeah, the
great
one with
location.
Blue. Yeah, we love it.
Excellent.
We love it. It's a great
Excellent.
Spot.
All right, terrific. Well, and Tim, how can people get in touch with you? Give us your phone number.
They can call us at 616-392-2290. We're available on the web at mortgagehouse.org.
Okay.
And, of course, they can stop by our building anytime. That's 305 Hoover, and we're in Suite 500.
Terrific. Great. Well, we've been talking to Tim
Clyla
from the Mortgage House, and you've been listening to Local First, and we're talking about what is your local treasure these days. So get on our new website, localtreasure.org.